Upfront Books presents I Believe in Love, a personal retreat based on the teaching of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, written by Father Jean C. J. Delbé and narrated by S. D. Cousins. Dedications to Mother Claire Marie of the Heart of Jesus. Forward. To introduce this book to the listener, we quote a few words of His Holiness Pope Paul VI about divine love. In a discourse to a general audience on June 2, 1969, the Holy Father spoke as follows. What is the discovery to which the man of faith comes when he seeks the profound and complete sense of divine revelation? This discovery is love. God has above all revealed himself as being love. The whole history of salvation, the whole gospel, is love. We could quote so many pages of scripture here. For example, this one comes to mind. The Lord has appeared from afar to me. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore have I drawn you, taking pity on you. The whole epic of redemption is love and mercy, the effusion of the love of God upon us. And the history of salvation is summarized in this well-known sentence of St. Paul, that Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts, that, being rooted and founded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Let us stop here. We will have said enough about it today in celebrating two feasts, the feasts of the Eucharist and of the Sacred Heart, being, so to speak, driven by it toward the prophetic point which presents them, and lets us savour, if not comprehend, something of their true religious sense, of their superlative and violent reality. For God so loved, and that moves us, overwhelms us. If we come to the point of comprehending that we are loved to a supreme, unimaginable degree, unto silent, gratuitous, cruel death, to the point of total immolation by him whom we do not even know, or if we have known him, whom we have denied and offended, if we come to the point of comprehending that we are the objects of such a love, of so great a love, we cannot remain complacent. Such is the origin of the cult of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let us remember that the word heart is a symbol, a sign, a synthesis of our redemption viewed from the divine and human interior life of Christ. Jesus loved us, the Council tells us, equally, with the heart of a man. And how much? Did you know that? Do you think about that? How are you going to respond? To help us comprehend the love of God for us and to respond to it more fully is the purpose of the conferences contained in this book. Preface to the American Edition by H. Lyman Stebbins of Catholics United for the Faith. My wife and I were introduced to this book while on a visit to France in 1971, and it made a deep impression on us both. It seemed then, as it seems now, to bring that nourishment for which the whole world is hungering, the divine love of the human heart of Jesus for each single soul. In this little book, so full of the noblest and most tender sentiments, so devoid of any sentimentality, we see as if for the first time the unimaginable novelty of such familiar words as, God so loved the world, come unto me. This, my son was dead and has come to life again, was lost and is found. In a gratefully astonished surrender,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?